Hello, everyone. This is Sean Random from the Random Bush. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode. I just wanted to take a moment to mention that, more often than not, our conversations have been known to wander into sensitive and possibly offensive areas at times. Andrew and I had to ask ourselves, do we want to handle our listeners with kid gloves by editing away any possible offense? Or do we respect our listeners by allowing them to decide what they do or don't want in their own earholes? We do this to entertain, not to offend. So if you don't like what you're hearing, go stick something else in your ear hole. All right, and now, another great episode of The Random Bush.
Hi there, this is Andrew Bush. Thanks so much for clicking onto this podcast and giving it a listen. This is a very silly podcast. We do a lot of silly conversations. My co-host, Sean Random, and I are very proud to present this episode to you. If you're unfamiliar with our show and this is the first time you've ever listened, it's just a lot of fun, man. That's all we're going to do is just have a little bit of fun. Have a little bit of, you know, a little boop-bop-beep-bop-boo, you know, that sort of thing. Anyways, enjoy.
Today's episode is brought to us by failure. Failure. It is an option.
Here's a question that you posed to me earlier today.
Have
you ever been out of spoons and you had to use a fork in order to eat your cereal?
I've been in this scenario, yeah. And it sucks because you wanted an equal distribution of milk to cereal ratio.
Like you're if you're going all with a fork, cereal with the fork,
right? Then you just have a big bowl of cereal milk, which is not horrible. Right. But I don't want a big bowl of cereal milk.
You might
I want
to
enjoy
pour it
cereal
back into the jug when you're done.
Whoa,
pour it back in.
No,
there.
no, because it's got all the cereal bits.
I know there's people who have done this.
You can
pour it right back into the jug.
That's reusable milk. You're just going to reuse the cereal milk?
Yes.
Well, I guess if you're only eating cereal.
You can do that. Yeah, you're only eating cereal. You don't have any spoons. You're just eating it with a fork, and then you just take it and pour it back in there. By the end of the week, you're going to have the best cereal of your life.
You're kind of onto something here.
You're going to have the ultimate cereal-flavored milk. You'll be able to drink just that cereal milk, and it'll be the most delicious. Like, it'll be like you're eating cereal, but you're just drinking milk.
Hold on. We get a big filter. We fill it with cereal. We pour milk through the cereal filter. We're creating cereal milk, which we then repackage and put on the market.
They not done this?
It's just cereal milk.
Why can't I buy Fruity Pebbles cereal milk? Just the cereal milk in a jug. It's just milk that tastes like Fruity Pebbles has been in it.
A couple of really soggy Fruity Pebbles are still floating around in it.
Do you want some Cocoa Pebbles milk?
Fuck yeah, I want some Cocoa Pebbles milk.
You mean some chocolate milk? No. I mean Cocoa Pebbles milk.
Exactly.
It is milk that has been run through Cocoa Pebbles, gone through it, or like, how about this? A twice distilled
Cocoa Pebbles. I was just thinking that.
Two runs. It's Cocoa Puff and Pebbles together.
Let me tell you a little something about what we did in this this jug here. We ran this milk through Lucky Charms. And do you think we stopped there? No, we did not. We ran this Lucky Charms milk through Cookie Crisp. All right? A lot of people would say we're done. We weren't done. We took that Lucky Charms Cookie Crisp milk. We ran it through fucking Tricks because we're out of our minds. All right? And then we took that Lucky Charms Cookie Crisp Tricks milk and we back ran it through some Kicks because we're not trying to kill anybody here, okay?
Because it's for kids.
It's for kids, damn it.
What would you even call that milk? That's like Lucky Pebble.
Crack. I hate to admit it. I think cereal milk would do well.
I think it would.
I think people would be like, I gotta get that cereal milk.
I hope that Mark Cuban never listens to this podcast because that was a free one, my friend.
I'm telling you right. If I see Apple Jack's milk on the fucking market,
that the king of Kellogg's, whoever that happens to be at this time, is some elf that lives in a tree or something. I don't want him taking that idea. Patent pending. Can we claim that one? Can we claim and say that Cocoa Puffs run through milk cereal was our idea?
Yeah, no, we've got this. Yeah. This is ours.
I think it would do very well. And it would be weird at first. A lot of people would be reluctant. Yeah, but after one or two people had it, they'd be like, oh, it's really good.
It is good.
It's really good.
Also, it's reminiscent of your childhood.
Yeah. Buying the actual cereal is a little bit juvenile. Like, you're an adult now. Just buy the milk. You see what I'm saying? This milk can be seen as like a healthy choice, so you can still get that nostalgic flavor without having to actually buy Fruity Pebbles.
Skip all the trouble, go straight to the cereal milk.
That's what you want anyways. You just want that milk at the bottom.
And now, random thoughts.
I'm afraid of cat people.
They have big pointy teeth and are covered in fur. It's a legitimate fear.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Fred's Frigidaire and Kitchidaire Accessories. Anything I can help you find today?
Yes, hello. My husband and I are shopping today for a brand new refrigerator.
We are only looking. I still think we could find a used one that would work perfectly fine.
You're absolutely right, sir. I'm very confident you can find a secondhand model that will certainly get the job done. In fact, I can suggest a few reputable places around town where you might be able to find such a purchase. However, I would be remiss to point out that a refrigerator is not just another appliance. No, sir. This is utilitarian furniture. I'm as thrifty as the next guy, so I understand practicality. And when you stop to think about it, this isn't some bauble just lying around the home. This is a tool. This refrigerator will be responsible for keeping the food you need to feed your family safe to use. When it comes to purchasing tools, I see them as an investment. And when it comes to my family, well, only the best for those I love. Why else would I be here at work on such a beautiful day? Am I right or am I right?
I mean, he does raise a few good points.
He does. Let's just look around and see if we can find anything within our budget.
You two go ahead and check out the display area. And if you have any questions at all, just call out for Fred and I'll come running.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you. He seemed nice.
He's a salesman. They all seem nice.
Oh, you be nice, honey. Look at this one, honey. Oh no, look at that one. Maybe we should get one with the freezer on the bottom. I hear they're like more energy efficient and just they're cuter. This one, honey, look, it already matches the cupboards.
Whoa, look at the price tag on some of these. Honey, we can't just drop $3,000 on a refrigerator.
Well, you heard Fred. This is a major purchase. We're gonna have this fridge for like 20 years.
I think this $1,200 model will last 20 years as well.
That looks like it should be in a dorm room. Honestly, honey, come on, take this seriously.
I'm trying to.
Oh, honey, look at this one. This one's really nice. And it's on sale.
That is pretty cheap. It looks really nice. I wonder what's wrong with it.
It's likely just a floor model out of a box special or something. Hey, Fred, what's the deal with this one?
Well, that didn't take too long. I knew the two of you would find something you'd like. Which model are we looking at here?
This big white one here.
Why is it so drastically marked down?
Oh, this one. Listen, you two seem like a really nice and genuine young couple. I wouldn't want to burden you with, well, this particular model.
Well, what's wrong with it exactly?
Well, I mean, nothing really. Technically speaking, there is nothing wrong with the way that this particular machine operates. But like I said, I don't think this is the right fridge for you. If you'll follow me over here, I'd be willing to cut you a great deal on one of these modular units. I really think this is more of what you're looking for.
Wait a minute. If there's nothing wrong with it, then why is it so cheap?
This particular refrigerator happens to be, well, the thing is, this refrigerator is racist. Like I said, I don't want to burden you with this. And I'd hate for you to think that this refrigerator's views in any way are associated with the views here at Fred's Frigidaire and Kitchidaire Accessories. We are an equal opportunity employer. It's just when you order in bulk, sometimes you get a bad apple in the bunch. Like I said, please let me show you something else.
Wait. How is the refrigerator racist?
We don't know why. Maybe it had a bad experience during development or something. I'm just a salesman. I don't know about these things.
But it's a fridge.
Well, you see, it harbors negative feelings towards anyone who isn't of Caucasian descent.
But it's not of Caucasian descent.
Whoa! Don't let it hear you say that. Listen, I get it. I do. I'm on your side in this. But it is what it is. We all wish it wasn't, but that is a racist refrigerator.
Racist refrigerator? This is a great deal. What's the catch?
There's no catch. If you want this fridge, I'll be happy to see it go. But I hate to think of this refrigerator just sitting there in your kitchen, in your home, being just full of hate and racist judgment, just piling it out on you and your innocent family for years.
Wow, you're really committing to this whole racist refrigerator thing. I think this may be the one, honey.
Well, hold on. I mean, I don't want a racist refrigerator in our house.
Wait, what? Honey, the refrigerator is not racist.
We don't know that, honey. We only just met this appliance.
What are you talking about?
I get you. I do. It seems silly, but now that I know that it's a racist refrigerator...
Honey, we don't know that. We actually can't. Because it's a thing that can't be known. Because it's not a thing.
I don't know. Let's shop around a little more.
Honey, we came here to buy a refrigerator. We have a great one right here at a great price.
Like I said... Let's keep shopping. Oh, look at that one. Honey, it would be perfect.
But look how expensive it is.
I hope your kitchen is on the first floor. That refrigerator is afraid of heights.
And now, thoughts from the bush.
Some folks say pasta mañana. Be cute when they leave. That's stupid. I want pasta now.
That's wild.
My question is, if you were to program a robot, what would you program the robot in order to do?
Well, like make breakfast, clean the house.
Really?
That like
answer
just,
the door.
You have like a maid robot.
Yeah.
What like a slave bot.
Okay. I would program it to have sex with me and carry me around the house.
No, piggyback ride? Like no, a piggyback
fuck
ride
yeah.
robot? For sure.
A piggyback robot? I get a piggyback to the store.
Yeah. Like, you just ride in there. Everyone's in there riding on their robot.
My robot like would have a saddle.
Everyone's just curled around their robot riding around.
That would be
the
new
store.
Form of transportation. Yeah. It's just, it's your personal assistant. It's your car. It's your phone. It's everything.
Big fat baby koala looking humans just hanging off of these robots, these elegant steel robots.
Yes. Wait, are you thinking like Asimov style robots?
I'm thinking like, yeah, like two leg, like a biped robot. Yeah,
that's generally like the Asimov style with the like the flat face. Yeah.
Named after Isaac Asimov, who was the father of robotics. Look that shit up if you don't know.
No,
it's on Wikipedia.
No.
Wikipedia.com.
He was an amazing sci-fi author.
Yep, he is.
But he did not invent robots.
He has his own religion.
He wrote a lot
it's
of stories about robots.
Yep, he invented them.
Everything Andrew is making up is
them.
All bullshit.
He invented them in 2002. You don't know this. You
what
were born in
2002?
94. Yeah.
He was dead in like the 90s. He came back from the dead to invent robots, something that he had previously thought of in his sci-fi stories. But he invented the famous three rules in robots.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to get back to this subject, right. too, of you have a robot and you program him. Could you program a robot to love Jesus? Like, could you? Like, he just loves Jesus all day and just prays. Like, you just have a robot that just prays all day.
Wait, now...
And it's like a code where he just is always praying.
Is
like,
the
it's
robot just
amazing. Just
going
like,
through the actions of being a Christian? Like, the physical... Like, he shows up to church
on Sunday.
He goes
to church on Sundays.
And he, like,
he's
opens
hardcore
the Bible.
Religious.
Like,
he, like,
he
believes all this
it.
Stuff.
It's
yeah.
all loaded into him.
Yeah.
But does the robot really believe...
I don't know. You program him to believe. You program the robot to believe.
No, I don't think
you program him to love Jesus. You can program robots to love.
Can you program a robot to love?
I think you can program a robot to love Jesus more than you can program a robot to, like, love a human. Because then, like, what is love? Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you love something or you love somebody, like, sometimes it can come off as creepy. Like, have you ever seen a person kiss a cat or kiss a dog and you're like, what the fuck? You can't kiss a dog. It's a dog. You don't know. You ever kissed a dog?
I suppose. I get.
Is that a weird rant?
A little bit.
I think it's weird. I don't like when people kiss animals.
Well, here's
they don't reciprocate it. They don't know what you're doing. It just feels like you're like breathing on them. Like, like that's it. Like, what is kissing? Only humans appreciate kisses, is what I'm saying.
Your pet does not appreciate your kisses. He is licking the salt from your face.
Right. Exactly. If you were to catch a fish
and you bring the fish up and you kiss it right on the lips and toss it back into the ocean, it's not going to go
can
to the
you
fish,
imagine?
I'm in love. It's not going to do that.
Can you imagine the story that thing, fish tells?
Yeah.
I was just swimming along and all of a sudden I was sucked up into the air and then this giant kissed me. Shut up, Earl. You've been drinking again.
What is a fish kiss? That's when they blow bubbles at each other, right?
Bloop, 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 bloop.
But my thing, like, only humans appreciate kisses. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can only kiss another human.
I don't know. I think dogs appreciate a kiss.
No!
They recognize
more
it as
than
affection.
What? A dog would prefer for you to pet it more than kiss it.
Is it just the petting, or is it the physical, I'm being touched, I'm being interacted
with?
Oh,
I don't know.
Or is the petting actually comfortable to them? Like, oh, yes, layer
of
hair.
I think they have a lot of hair, and so they enjoy it. It's like combing, you know what I mean?
Perhaps.
It's like someone's actually, like, people don't comb dogs' hairs. Like, imagine if we never invented hairbrushes or combs. What would you do with your hair? You would like another human being to do something with your hair, with their fingers.
Right, but
that's why you have so many.
Imagine you're a young boy, mm-hmm. and there's an older man who always scruffles your head.
Yeah.
And you somehow associate that with endearment, would you then be like a dog and like always put your head towards him when he's around?
Yeah, that's what dogs do.
Right, they'll like walk up to you like, oh, I'm ready for a pet. I could sure jump up into that lap and take a pet.
I think if a child is like stupid, then yeah, he'll continue doing that. You know, as a regular human, like you could be like, hey, come pet my head. Like there's been people that have said that. Come here. Come over here. Come suck my dick. Like, and people are like, oh, okay. Like, you know.
That's a completely different call out for
affection. I'm saying you ask someone to do something instead of like, you know, I'm not just going to come up to you and poke you in the lips with my dick. I'm going to ask. You know what I mean? I'm a gentleman that way. It's the same thing with getting pet.
Wow, what a nice guy.
I would like to get pet all the time, but like, I'm not going to stick my head up against people's hands. I'm going to be like, hey, you want to give me a little pet?
There's a lot of dogs that'll like you come over to see your friend, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden the dog is like rubbing up next to you and its head keeps bumping in your hand. And you know what he's saying. He's saying, pet me.
Yeah.
You know, like, give me that attention that I like. Yeah, but.
Yeah, I'm a dog.
I'm saying we can't do that. Can you imagine if I just walked and put my crotch in people's hands? Like, hey, huh?
I think we could do that. I think we could do that. We're just hung up on like, you know, that's
social
like weird.
Graces.
Yeah. It's a weird social thing. Like if I walked into a party and I'm like, oh, I want that chick to come over here and like just scratch my head all up with her nails. I could do that. I could ask her to do that. I'd be a fucking weirdo. I'd be ostracized. People would be like, but if everyone was like that, if everyone, like, that's the thing. Dogs don't have any, like, social code of, like, I've seen a dog eat shit. Come on, man.
That's my new winning argument for everything. Like, no matter what it is, I'm just going to end it with, I've seen a dog eat shit.
I've
Come on, man.
I've seen a dog eat shit. I have. It has no social construct. Hey everyone, this is Andrew Bush, and I just wanted to thank you guys so much for listening to the Random Bush podcast. If you really, really like the podcast and like what you're listening to, do me a favor, tell somebody about it, let everybody know. You know, you can also leave us a comment in iTunes, you can tweet at us at the Random Bush. You know, those are nice things that you can do, but really, we just want to spread the word because there's a lot of people who work for a really long time on this, and we're just kind of doing what we love right now. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you listen some more, and I hope you share this podcast with everyone. Thank you.
Next time.
Holy shit, that's a lot of stairs. What a strange place to ask to meet someone. Okay, here we go. Oh shit, it's fucking raining. Hi, hello? Hi. I'm Sean Random. I understand I'm supposed to meet you here. Would you like to go someplace else?
Pay attention, Mr. Random. I am sure as hell not up here for my good health. Now listen up. In about 5 minutes, a chopper is going to saddle up to the top edge of this skyscraper we are currently standing on. For structural safety purposes, the pilot can only get about as close as 10 feet from the side of this building. But there's a lot of force from the winds up here. So it'll be moving and shifting, give or take 10 or 5 feet in either direction. It will be in continual movement as it sweeps the edge. On my mark, you are going to run parallel to that chopper. You will assess the situation and then take the leap. Landing within the belly of the beast. Are you ready?
What? What? Why would you think I could do that?
Now stop all that and listen up. Once you clear this cover, they're going to start their shooting. But just keep moving. They hardly ever hit a moving target.
Wait, shooting? Like bullets? At me? I think you might have gotten the wrong guy here. Listen, I'm not going to be jumping from any buildings into any helicopters, okay? Wait, did you say Belly of the Beast?
Mr. Random, let me be absolutely clear here. My orders are that you are going to go over that ledge. And I am here to see that you do so, one way or another. Do I make myself clear?
What the fuck?
I suggest the chopper.
Are you fucking with me?
On my mark. Oh shit, they're early. It's go time. Go, go, run, run, run!
Will Sean plummet to his death? Will he land safely in the hull of the helicopter? How did he even get into the situation in the first place? Find out next time.
All right, you know what? That's going to do it for us for now. So thank you guys so much. This is Andrew Bush.
This is Sean Random.
And thank you guys so much for listening to Random Bush. We'll be back here next week for another episode of Random Bush.
Have a lovely day.
All right, bye.